What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Short friend of the show, good friend of mine, the Prairie View A&M Panthers head coach, Barrows with Hill, but we've been on the Boss Man Show. Coach Smith, good to see you as always. Happy for you because I know you all went to that big dance and the Lord was with you, Coach. He was very much with you.
Absolutely. I called and he helped us as much as he can. Let's just say that against Florida. But definitely we're excited and grateful and thankful to have an opportunity to represent the Southwestern Athletic Conference in 2026 NCAA tournament. Definitely was a joy for us.
And Coach, how has it changed with recruiting and folks knowing about who you are around Houston area with parents now, seeing you on TV in national states, seeing your personality, how great it is, how cool you are. So how has it been for you personally in the program since you all went to the big dance?
Just, taking it one day at a time. Obviously, always thankful, God blessing you to have opportunities to, lead young men, have impact with young men, and obviously get the attention of, future recruits, not only here in the city of Houston, but state of Texas and around the country. So, it's been great. It's just what we do as coaches. So we don't try not to get too high, not to get too low, so try to stay even keel, me personally. But I was just so excited and elated to, see the faces of the young men, that participated in the tournament, how excited they were that, some dreams were able to be fulfilled and come true. And we're hoping that it'll propel them into, a professional career for the ones that want to do it, that'll move on to the next level. And I think some of our guys have a really good opportunity to be able to play beyond Prairie View, which is always the goal, but also to be able to, to attract, quality student athletes, which we feel like we have for this 26-27 season. God, we thought we did a really great job. My assistant's done a great job in signing a really, really good class. So we're excited about what we did here for 26, but even more excited about what we potentially can do for 27.
And so far with 27, Coach, how are these workouts going so far? Because you had these guys maybe 9-10 months max, so trying to maximize the 19 months you have with them. How's it been going so far? Get these guys to know each other, know you, learn the standard of Prairie A&M, the culture, and how you want things done, learning that new language of basketball, the Prairie language of basketball.
It's been good. It's been great. This is the first time, we have 12 guys, 12 of our 15 guys that are here for summer workouts, which is great. I think that gives us an opportunity to get off to a really, really good start. Got a couple guys finishing up, some coursework. And they'll be here with us in August. So it's been good. Really excited about the group. They're working hard, learning the culture, learning the lingo, learning the terminology, just learning how we do things here at Prairie View.
And this summer, Coach, is it more so offense, defense, a little bit of everything, and skill development work. I know each team is different, so kind of just this team so far. Kind of one, kind of what you focused on so far is in workouts.
More defensive stuff and conditioning and just the pace at how hard we go, how hard we practice, getting them to understand that, you know, moving from one drill to the next, you know, with purpose, with concentration, with focus. We tend to move the offensive stuff, you know, to the back burner when we can get everybody in here. So we don't have to really reteach so much stuff. So been a lot of defensive stuff, a lot of conditioning, and just learning terminology. And like I said, again, at the pace at which we like to try to go with here at Prairie View.
And coach, speak to that conditioning piece, because you all press a lot. You ran very active defensively, and you like to get people off kilter. So talk about having your man cook on the Prairie View. That's nothing. They've been in tip-top condition. They got to really get on that track, get on the stairs, get in that weight room, because you need to last that style you play from November through hopefully again March again.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a grind. But once they get used to it, I think they really embrace it, you know, at least the teams that we've had, and we're hoping with the same result with this group that we have this year. Like I say, they're a great group of kids, you know, they're listening, they're like sponges, and they're very, very smart. You know, they pick up on things very, very, very quickly. But, you know, we tell them, you know, hey, we learn how we want to play. And work with them, you know, on their nutrition is a big part of it too. It's not just the conditioning, it's the conditioning and the nutrition, what they put in their body to fuel the body. Talk to them about, you know, eating for performance, not eating for comfort. So that's just what we do here. And it seems like this group is off to a really, really, really quick start and embracing what we're asking them to be able to do to have success here with our program for the 26-27 season.
And coach, just about on the nutrition piece, that's so important, nutrition piece, because a lot of guys don't understand what you just said, eat for performance. So can you explain that a little bit more for the young folks that listen to this interview who really need to hear that one more time?
Stay away from the sweets. Stay away from a lot of the breads, you know, things like that, you know, and just, you know, really hydrate your body. You know, obviously fruits, vegetables, it's hard for young people to do that. Because they feel like they're so invincible. But when you get to this level, I mean, it's important, you know, in the recovery, all that stuff, nutrition helps with your recovery, you know, and things like that from one day to the next. The majority of them haven't practiced as hard as they're going to practice when they get to the Division I level. No disrespect to high school or junior college or prep school, but it's just a different level. It's a different standard, different expectation. So to be able to go from one day to the next with how intense practices are, you know, you have to put the right stuff in your body to be able to recover. So, you know, we talk to them about it now. We're able to kind of have a little bit more impact and influence once we get into the season, once we start getting on the road and traveling and you know, selecting, you know, what we want for them to be able to eat, kind of monitoring what they put in their body and stuff like that. But making sure we've got water and you know, a lot of fruit around on the bus when we travel and things like that. So, you know, the group last year, I think they really embraced it. And I think that's why they were able to make such a strong finish, because they were in great shape. But they were in, from a nutritional standpoint, in a great space. So we hope that these kids this year will do the same thing, so we can hopefully have a chance to make a run for this 26-27 season.
Coach Smith, with you all being in the Houston area, talk about the ability of your young guys to get good runs against UH players, get Rice, Houston Baptist, all these, even if you want to come down from Sam Houston, come down your way too. So talk about being in an area where your guys can still get good runs this summer to kind of prepare themselves for the grind come November.
Yeah, you know, in the past, our guys have been able to move around, and sometimes we have guys come up to Prairie View. A lot of people think it's 3 hours away from Houston, about 35-40 minutes from Houston. So, you know, we have guys that come up sometime from the city. Hey, coach, you want to come up and get some run? Got some overseas guys that live out in the Cypress area, which is about 20 minutes from here. They come up and they play. And then, you know, some of our guys go down we have a good, really good summer pro-am here. And some of our players, past and present, go down to Houston to play in our pro-am. So that's one of the, I think, advantages of being in this area, being at Prairie View, is that you do have access to really good quality 5-on-5 pickup basketball games throughout the summer. And our guys, when they get an opportunity, they definitely take advantage of it, for sure.
No doubt. And coach, when you watch them play, do you look to make sure as they keep doing the drill work, you chalk them, or they veering around fast a little bit and doing their own thing? Are you kind of grading that as well, coach?
Well, you know, we don't get a chance to watch them as much in person, but we do film it, you know, a little bit, and maybe have a chance to watch a little bit, try to stay within the guidelines of the NCAA rules. Our grad assistants kind of give us some reports too. They may stay in and watch a little bit of the pickup basketball, but we don't put a lot of stock in it. We want them to get used to playing with each other, playing with different guys, not playing with the same guys every day, so you can kind of learn habits and where guys want the basketball and things of that nature. And we call it the pickup basketball. You really want them to play it from an instinctive standpoint. You have to always work on your instincts and things like that. Some things in practice and in drill work, you're not going to be able to get them to be as impactful as actually playing 5-on-5. So, we like to encourage it, but we don't put a lot of stock in it. But our guys love to play. They love to get shots up at night. They like to do a lot of 2-on-2, 3-on-3 type stuff. So, they're always in competition mode, and we definitely encourage it. And we're hoping that it'll pay off big for us. Once we get everybody here in August, we're looking forward to having a really solid year.
Coach, scheduling wise, with the notoriety you got, a team shying away from you this year, or your scheduling been kind of crazy for you still?
Nah, I think everybody's with the portal and everybody wants to smoke, boss. So it's, I don't think anybody's ducking Prairie View. I wouldn't either. I mean, you never know how you're going to be, but I think coaches are looking for good quality competition, especially in the pre-conference or non-conference, to prepare them for January. So our schedule is tough. Got some really, really good quality opponents, and we're always excited about that because, we always, part of a recruiting pitch is that, hey, you get a chance to come here, you're going to play against some of the best players in the country. And then obviously once we get to January, you're going to be playing against some of the best players in the country that maybe some people don't know about. Or maybe that person didn't get an opportunity at that other school that he was at, and now he's in a situation where he's going to get an opportunity to get quality minutes and show the country that I am that guy. So both conference and pre-conference is really strong. Our league's going to be really, really good this year again. We've seen how people have recruited, and it's going to be a really, really strong year. But I think teams are really looking to play against the best quality competition early on to, like I say, to prepare them for some really, really tough conference games that everybody in the country is in a tough conference. So there's no people always say high, major, mid, low. I mean, I just think across the board, it's very, very, very similar. You got good players in every league and in every conference in the country.
So I'm going to ask you, I know sometime in the NBA they do this. They hold things back for they play a team again. So you ever hold things back from on the first time around through conference, so they don't see certain things or a wrinkle you want to save for maybe in this conference tournament or second time around to win a game is the very key standards?
I think we may add a play or two from the first time to the second time that we play school and conference, but team scout, you've got 13, non-conference games. And I think, everybody's watching and scouting and things like that. So they pretty much know what you're going to do. I always say, they can know what you want to do, but I mean, they're going to be able to stop you. If you're going hard, you're cutting hard, you're doing executing the right way, having a really, really good IQ, you still can have some success. But, I think sometimes we may add a wrinkle or twist from the first time we play a team to a month later when we play them in the second half of the conference, for sure.
Got two more for you, Coach, before I turn to my intern questions that they have prepared for you. So, Coach, I didn't get to talk to you about it when the tournament run, but you got over 100 SWAC wins now. That's rare these days for Coach to get 100 wins, period. But yeah, you got 100 SWAC wins. So talk about that accomplishment in this business that we know is so volatile in college basketball coaching in general. But to get 100 wins in a school like Prairie View and right in your own backyard and what that's meant to you.
First of all, very thankful. Obviously it means a lot. Grateful. And God's been good and blessing me. But, he's also blessed me with a tremendous staff over the years that played a big part in our success, my success as a head coach. You're only as good as the staff that you have, and the quality players, student athletes that we've been able to recruit over the years. It hadn't always been easy to get kids in school here. It can be a little bit tough. So I give a lot of credit to my staff and the players that we've been able to, like I say, recruit and attract here. So it's been a team effort. We're all team. obviously the you know my name is next to the wins, but like I say, you got to have quality people to help you to be able to accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish. And hopefully we've got some more wins to come. We're thankful, but definitely not satisfied. So we're going to continue to push the envelope, continue to work hard, and try to be the best that we can possibly be each and every day that we take the court.
So, Coach, I'll go to my entering questions. The first one I have for you, Coach, is since Coach Smith, how do you go about integrating your team into the campus community?
You know, it's great. I mean, you know, Prairie View is a lively little campus. I've got about 9,000 students, maybe 9.5. And, you know, they're just, it's just a great environment here. Obviously, people are very friendly here. And I just tell my guys all the time, man, just be respectful, be nice. People know, way more people know you than you know them because of what you do. And being a student, being an athlete, student athlete here, you never know who that person is or speaking. You never know what that person is going through on campus that walks by and speaks to you. You know, your generosity, hospitality could be the difference in them. Who knows, you know, doing something positive as opposed to maybe not doing something positive. So, you know, just always smile. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you. Goes a long way in the world, not only here at Prairie, but in the world. So just, you know, you want people to smile when they see you coming as opposed to when they're seeing you leaving. So, you know, having great impact in the community is big, but Prairie View is an easy place to get acclimated, to be accepted just by being kind, being respectful, being humble, and being appreciative that you're here. Because here's the one thing about it. We tell kids all the time, if you don't want to be here, someone else does. I mean, there's kids all over. We get 100 emails a day from kids all over the world that want an opportunity to come to Prairie View. But not only here at Prairie View, Texas Southern and Grambling and Jackson State, you know, so forth and so on. So just be appreciative, be thankful, and try to, you know, make someone else's day. My mother would always tell me it takes as much of your sugar to sweeten someone's coffee. And what she means by that is just to be nice and be kind to people. So that's what we talk to our guys about. And I think we've done a good job in the time that I've been here, that our young men have been have a great impact here on campus and been very well received.
Second one I have for you, Coach, is Coach Smith, what's been the key to your longevity heading into your 12th season? What's been the key to your longevity? We're interested in getting a job that long like you.
Just prayer, staying close to God. You know, I know it's cliche, but that's it for me. You know, God has been great to me and the center of my life, and, you know, staying close and, you know, trying to not so much, you know, try to implement what Byron Smith wants to do, but what he has for me to do. Working out a lot. I do that a lot. You know, I have to stay physically fit, but the physical part feeds into the mental part and being able to attack the grind every day. Putting the right stuff in my body, as I'm telling my student athletes, I'm an example of that because I watch what I put in my body and I try to fuel the body to be complete because it's a grind. Trust me, any college coach will tell you it's a grind. There's nothing easy about it. But if you do what you need to do and you prepare yourself on a daily basis, both mentally and physically, you can do it. So, and just encouragement, man. I've had a lot of encouragement from my family, my mother, you know, still living, 76 years old, back in Louisiana. Talk to her almost every other day. She's the ultimate coach for me. And she's helped me so much. And just family, children, two children, Christopher and Kayla, my kids, inspire me a lot because I want them to be proud of their dad. So it's been a lot of things, boss, that's, you know, giving me an opportunity to be doing this as long. And just people I work with, you know, have been really solid and supportive and things like that, and have allowed me to be Byron Smith, you know what I mean? And with my personality and stuff, you know, sometimes I'm very passive, quiet. Sometimes I can be a little loud or whatever. So, you know, I'm like a box of chocolates. You know, you never know what you're going to get. But they've been good. They've been supportive. And just the student athletes here. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, man, I talk to everybody, boss. I talk to football. I'm asking them questions about, you know, certain things on the football field, your position. I talk to the volleyball. I talk to track. I mean, I'm just an all-around sports guy. I love the kids. Trying to be a great example for them, too, has pushed me a long way. So this is getting ready to be my 13th year. This is what I always say. You stay somewhere 13 years, you're either really good or you're really bad. So it just depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
So, but definitely thankful for the opportunity. God is great. And, you know, hey, we're all blessed to have, you know, him be the head of our lives that do actually believe that. And I'm definitely a believer in that. He's the head of my life for sure.
This third question, Coach, is about you on the court. I said, Coach Smith, how do you maintain your voice, the yelling and screaming at referees and players, and still keep a voice for the next day? How do you maintain your voice? That's what they want to know, Coach.
It's tough, man. You know, if we're in November, December, I probably need a microphone, boss, right now, because you probably won't be as clear. But I've also allowed my associate head coach Spencer Robinson a lot more. He's a lot more involved, so I allow him to yell for me a little bit more now. I think I've finally gotten smart, and he's kind of taking the bull by the horns. I think he's going to be a head coach here pretty soon too, because he's done a great job and really been really really good for me, my right hand. So he's doing a lot more of the yelling now along with me. So somehow we may be able to get it done. And you know, like I said, we're just excited about 26-27, and just hope that we can, you know, be, you know, one of the ones that have a chance to make a run at this thing again.
And the fourth question I have for your coach is, how do you go about helping your players who have mental health challenges? You know, that's more now, it's more care about the mental health of student athletes. So how do you go about helping your players when they have issues with their mental?
I think the only thing you can do, boss, is just be accessible. Have an open door policy. Hey, guys, we can talk about basketball till the cows come home, which we do, but we also can talk about other components of life. And we always say the only dumb question is a question not asked. So if there's anything that's going on with you, we make ourselves super duper accessible to our players. And obviously, you know, we've got resources here that if they need to go see someone or have a conversation here on campus. And through Methodist, one of our sponsors, we have that in place as well. But I just tell them all the time, I've been around a long time. I always share my experiences. I don't give advice. I don't give my opinion. That's what kind of gets you in trouble. But I just share my experiences. And if I don't know, if I don't have an answer to something, I'm definitely going to try to look and find someone who does. So I just think making yourself accessible to your players at any point in time, have more conversations that don't involve basketball. Has really been really, really good for us here. And by the grace of God, our kids have been pretty solid. We've got some, obviously family members that may be deceased or whatever the case may be. But we have conversations, and I'm so thankful that they feel comfortable enough, boss, to come in and talk with us when there's an issue or a problem. And then obviously, if they don't feel well, we tell them, hey man, just take the day off, stay home. We have several, any day can be a mental health day when you're not feeling up to it, you're not feeling as strong as you need to, take some time away. But always stay in contact with us, and just letting them know that we're always here to talk to them that at any point in time they want to talk. No matter how well they're playing, they could be playing not good basketball. But hey, their livelihood and their existence is paramount and very, very important. So we're a hands-on staff with our guys. We're not distant, and we can talk about anything. And I think we've done a really good job for our program the time I've been here and been accessible for our kids.
Yeah, four more from them for you, Coach. First one being, this is Coach Smith. How do you go about teaching your student athletes about financial literacy now, with NIL being a so big part of the picture now, teaching them about taxes and money and how that works now?
Great question, boss. This is getting ready to be new. We haven't, because this is the first year that we're actually doing NIL this upcoming 26-27 season. So we've been a bit behind in that, but this will be the first year that we're doing it. And so when everybody's here, we're going to take about 2 hours to, have some people to come in and help us with that, because that's not our area of expertise. We're going to have someone come in and speak with them about that. And then what we're going to try to do is just echo. Give them reiterate what these people have talked to them about, and reminders and things like that, and just use common sense, right? And we're not going to pay guys, some of the, millions of dollars that some of these, Power Four schools are paying, but I think it will be something that will still require them to be have a sound mind and be sensible and make good choices and good decisions. So we're going to get some help, because we don't have all the answers. But we're definitely going to, like I said, again, bring in some people that can help with that, and then and try to have a situation where we can have, some consistency with that, not just a one-time thing, but just have various people. I got a lot of access to players, and some of my former players are professional players now, things like that, and have them come in throughout the year, and even through Zooms and things like that, to just give them some reminders and just give them some tips as to, maybe how to go about approaching financial things. Because the hope and the prayer is that they will be in a situation one day where they may be at two, three, four, 500,000, $1 million, a year, and some of the things that they learn early, they'll be able to implement as they move closer to or into that space where they are making that type of money.
And this is also that for your coaches. As Coach Smith, we're college students, so we always are trying to find the right mix of our time. How do you go about teaching your student athletes about time management and how to balance basketball versus school in their personal lives?
Well, always, the Bible says that the idle mind is the devil's workshop. So you got to keep yourself focused. You got to keep yourself focused. You know, when the time that you have off from basketball needs to be focused, geared towards your academics. And just, like I say, rest, recovery. I encourage these guys because, boss, you'd be surprised at, how little these young kids today know about the basketball history. Some of the players that have paved the way. And it's not Anthony Edwards. It's not Ja Morant. It's not Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You got to go way back, man. So I always challenge them to go out and do research because I research it a lot. I'm always on the internet researching past, present, and future, plays and coaches and players and things like that. So, just try to tell them all the time to, if you got nothing to do, get you some rest. Hey, get you some rest. That's another thing too, to be able to rest, and learn how to, quote unquote, become a pro. So don't waste time. You can't get time back. Spend time in the gym, take care of your academics, make sure you're getting your rest and things like that. And spend some time with family, being on the phone and things like that. So if you got all those things going, you shouldn't be idle very long. Your mind will be working and you just keep yourself focused and moving forward. So, and I think for the most part, our guys do a pretty good job for that. We practice real hard here. So I'm thinking that most of them are probably sleeping when they get a little free time. So that's part of their recovery. So I think that's a positive for sure.
And the second and last one I got for you, Coach, is just Coach Smith, coach at HBCU school. How important is you to help young black men develop into successful black men after Prairie View and be able to be at an institution where you impact young black men and women who can come to you for counsel in all facets of the university?
I want to help all kids, from all walks of life. And obviously the international scene is big now, not so much here at Prairie View, but, obviously I take any time you're working with kids, because, the message, I would say the message you give to a kid, that kid takes on gifts to the world. That can kind of become his thought process. So it's very delicate. But I talk to them about the importance of, representing, Prairie View to the best of your ability. All of our players are African-American. So that's a good responsibility to make sure you're projecting the right image, because there's a lot of stereotyping going on, in our country today. And I talk to our kids a lot about image. I'm a stickler for image and how they dress and what they wear, especially when they're traveling with the team and things like that. No jewelry, no do-rags, no hoodies inside the building and things like that, because I don't want anyone to judge our kids before they open their mouth. So that's big to me as a leader. And to try to have the best image you possibly can. Nothing wrong with having dreads, braids, things. Nothing wrong with that. But just make sure you're groomed. Make sure you clean, clean. I say clean shaven. You can have facial hair, but make sure you keep it trimmed and things like that, and to be presentable. Because you never know who that person is sitting next to you, at that terminal, getting ready to get on a plane and things like that, getting ready to fly somewhere. You don't know who that person is. You don't know what that person represents. They could be a future boss. And first impressions are very, very, very impactful, and they're lasting too. So I talked to them a whole lot about their image and making sure that they get a fair shot. And like I said, no one's, I don't want my players playing from behind in life. You know what I mean? I want them to have an opportunity to be right up there with a fresh start and have opportunities that other people are having at the same time. So a lot going on in our country right now. Won't get into that. It's another story. But I definitely talk to them about projecting the right things, because you're not only representing yourself, represent your families too. People that have helped you get to where you are, and school teachers and church leaders and pastors and things like that. Not only mom and dad, but just a lot of people that have poured into you. So I think you owe it to them to try to be at your absolute best and to represent you, your family, your community the best that you possibly can.
That's what I got for you, Coach. It says, Coach Smith, if you weren't a basketball coach, what would you be?
I would try to be an analyst. I've always had an interest, and obviously I talk a lot. I think I'm a bit of a research guy, so I've got a really, really good memory. I wasn't that smart in school, but I got a great memory. So I would probably want to try to be some type of a sports analyst, ESPN, Fox, somewhere like that. Maybe someone would give me an opportunity to do that. Maybe some sideline reporting, whatever the case may be, because I can slide my feet pretty good, so I can get to the players pretty quick. But that's kind of like a dream. But everybody, nothing wrong with dreaming. You know what I mean? And like you say, you shoot for the moon, you miss you amongst the stars. So, maybe I would have an opportunity to do that if I could. I definitely would definitely pursue some type of broadcasting, commentating, some type of work.
Coach Smith, thank you for answering my interest questions. I know they couldn't be here on the line with us today, but thank you for taking answering the questions for them. They're trying to learn like you, coach. They're trying to live that media dream like you, coach.
Not a problem. Anything I can do to help young people, I'm all for it. Not a problem.
Well, coach, thank you for your time as always, brother. I'll talk to you real soon, coach.
Appreciate you, boss. All the best. You God bless you, man. You definitely do a great job, and definitely glad to be connected to you now and moving forward, man. I wish you all the best.
Same to you, coach. Appreciate you always, brother.
Okay, brother. Be good.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.